You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast, and today a question on supplements. We've got Shona Hendricks with us today. Shona, nice to have you here talking about supplements, and particularly around our Running Through Menopause program. We've been getting quite a few questions about what supplements do you recommend, or do you recommend supplements first? I know you first and foremost are a huge fan of whole foods. Tell us about that, and then let's talk supplements post that.
Yeah, exactly. Whole foods first. So ideally, you should be getting everything you need from your diet, from what you're eating normally. And so supplements should be complementing that if need be. Think of it like a triangle. The whole foods are your base, and you build up, and that top of the triangle is the supplements. It's just finishing off the triangle. We don't want to build that the other way around with supplements, you know, and then you have that pointed bit at the bottom that's not very stable. So whole foods first and foremost. I don't know anyone, though, who goes out for a run and, you know, when we're saying you need to get in your sort of protein and carb intake straight after a run within 20 to 30 minutes, I don't know anyone who has a chef at home who then has that breakfast ready to go. So in that case, I would far rather you get some form of protein and carb intake after the run, and that may then need to be in a supplement form. So a protein supplement is always a great idea after a run. I mean, my go-to is even not a supplement, is a chocolate milk. That's going to give you everything you need from a carb and protein intake after your run specifically, but perhaps a little bit more protein within after a strength session. And then, yeah, as in the form of a protein shake, that's a go-to for sure.
When you talk protein, I know you do the Running Through Menopause masterclass every now and again, and you talk about a leucine-based protein. Are all proteins created equal?
No, and that's quite a key point. So the leucine-based protein is the one that's really important for the muscle resynthesis, so when your muscles are rebuilding after exercise. It does, essentially, leucine protein is in the form of dairy and meat sources. So if you are vegan or vegetarian, yes, that, you know, you might struggle to find that exact form of protein. That doesn't mean to say that you won't get what you need from a pea protein or a soy protein. That just doesn't have the same sort of quantity or quality of that protein. So just be careful of the amounts that you're having to ensure that you're getting enough of that protein after your training.
And then other supplements. I mean, are things like multivitamins worth taking? What about things like collagen or omegas, those sorts of things? Is that, I mean, do you recommend people take those sorts of supplements?
So from a multivitamin perspective, very often if you know, a lot of people take it, but the body takes what it needs. And if it's got what it needs, the rest of that will all just come out, you know, within your urine. The body just gets rid of it. So, yes, you can take it because it's probably not going to hurt you. You know, but specifically for our menopausal females, I would definitely recommend something like a collagen supplement. Science is a little bit out on it at the moment, but I have seen anecdotal sort of reviews of the athletes that I speak to that say that it is really helping things like joint pain, and they're getting some good results from that. So, yeah, the science is a little bit sort of 50-50 on it at the moment, but yeah, some really good anecdotal results on that. And then generally, I mean, you know, other sort of, when I'm training in quite a heavy sort of phase, I will take things like a vitamin C, just again, because the body won't, if it doesn't need it, it's just going to get rid of it. But one thing I think that is really key to note is a lot of females in particular will ask about iron supplements as well. And I don't recommend that you just go out and take the iron. You have to really go and get an annual set of bloods done if you pick up that there's low iron. And when you say low iron, that could be different factors within the iron, low ferritin or so on. And so we don't just take a random sort of blanket approach to iron supplementation. You have to be very specific about that. So don't just go out and get an iron supplement because you think you menstruating and you're losing blood and you need it. It's not always the case. Or if you post or peri or post menopause, rather just get the bloods done and get that advised by a physician rather than just taking the supplement ad hoc.
Fabulous. Shona, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at CoachParry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to CoachParry.com/menopause or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.